great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas. It's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Something else with Rob G.
Alright, we've got another special guest in the studio. It's an individual called Mr. Eating Breakfast. Yeah. And he's going to do a rendition of House of Fun. Are you ready for it? Yeah, he's very entertaining. Yeah, he is. Yeah, well, I'm very, very happy to have him in the studio. And he's right there. Oh, hello, Mr. Eating Breakfast. Hello, how are you? All right, here we go. He's got a band in there too. Oh, it's all happening tonight. Oh, so many special guests. All right, take it away, Mr. Eating Breakfast, with your version of House of Fun. We'll press that, yeah. Okay, I don't know what to say. Let's have a bit of a talk to Mr. Eating Breakfast. Hello, Mr. Eating Breakfast. How are you?
Yeah.
You all right? Are you talking into the microphone correctly?
Mr. Eating Breakfast.
Yeah, hi.
Thanks for having me on the show. Did you like my rendition of
Like
House
a rendition?
Of
what are you talking about? I don't know. I think you just mimed it. I just think you put a CD on. What are you talking about, Mr. Eating Breakfast? No.
Come on.
You didn't.
God, give us a... Give us a verdict.
Yeah, I gave it a verdict. I don't think you actually did anything.
Pardon?
I think you mimed it.
Pardon? I didn't hear.
You mimed the track. You just put a CD on.
You think I didn't sing it?
No, I don't think you sang it at all.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Eating Breakfast.
I'm Mr. Eating Breakfast.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Voice. Yeah, I can replicate.
You're saying
voices.
You
yeah,
can
that's right.
replica
yeah,
people's
well,
voices
you know, and have some fun. Yeah,
yeah, I know. It sounds exactly the same.
Well, some people say, "Yeah, you're right." Some people
yeah.
have said that.
Have they?
That you
yes.
know
what?
I sound very much like the singers.
Yeah,
yeah
that's right. You
well,
sound like
you know,
the
that
singer
I,
of madness.
I cover.
You're tired. You can't be tired from performing because you just mimed it. You had a late night session. What kind of session?
Recording studio.
Yeah, really?
Now,
you sure?
No,
I don't think you even know what a recording studio is like.
You know what I mean? The music studio. Oh, you
right.
might not know about
I wouldn't know about a recording studio.
Studio? Recording studio?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
You know about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Eating Breakfast.
Okay,
you don't have to be condescending.
Well, anyway, my voice is very close.
No,
yeah,
no.
Right.
Your voice is very close.
Very close.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you.
Pardon,
I think you're miming.
You're
I think the band's
I'm miming.
Miming
the
yeah,
track.
You are.
That's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's exactly like the track.
That would never happen. About?
What are you talking about? It did happen. I just heard
That's
it. We well, heard it. Live
you know,
on radio.
I'm going to sue you.
You're
going to
sue me.
In this line yeah. of questioning.
Yeah,
all right.
What are you talking about? It's not a.
What are you talking about?
You're right.
Late night session.
Yeah, I understand. We have a late night session, was it? Yeah,
chest.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
what?
You think my mic's not there? Well, it's
yeah.
a wireless mic.
Oh, it's
how do
a wireless
you know?
Mic.
Yeah, my
yeah, right.
technician. My
yeah,
technician.
Where is your technician? Where is it? Where's the controlling technician?
Why don't you give me another go?
All right.
Why
so
don't
we
give
you
another
go?
Go
okay.
Another song.
Yeah,
and all
right.
You can, you know,
yeah, okay.
and then let the listeners decide.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
My band's here.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You know,
your band. Well, so
I
haven't got them
know,
instruments
I have another
plugged
go,
in.
Or I want to do.
What are you
going to
do?
Stuff.
Hot
yeah,
stuff.
Donna Summer.
Oh,
yeah,
all right,
yeah,
okay.
I'll get a singer. Yeah,
all right.
My rendition, me meeting Mr.
Eating
breakfast.
Yeah.
yeah not that's, meeting.
No,
eating
that's right. Late night sessions
Mr.
that got you confused.
Breakfast. All right, let
yeah,
me go. Yeah,
yeah all right. All right,
ready,
well,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. Well,
a one, a two,
all right, here we go. All right, take it away. Yeah, go away. I have to patch you in. Hang on. All right, let's hear his rendition of Hot Stuff, Mr. Eating Breakfast. All right, here we go. All right, we've given you another chance, but it's exactly the same problem again.
What do you think about that, eh,
you're miming. You're a mimer, mate.
Genius, yeah, that's right.
Didn't sing that song.
Morph your voice.
Really?
You're not morphing your voice. There. Yeah, you wouldn't know the difference, would you?
Well, that's the difference is that you're crazy and you're just miming. And we're not falling for
madness.
It.
And my band's pretty hot, aren't you?
Great joke there. Very good.
So what do you say?
You're miming. You're miming both those tracks.
Wireless mic, you think you don't believe that?
Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't know where your technician is. Where's your technician?
I'm going to get my lawyers on.
How are you going to defend yourself?
You can't handle how much talent I've got. You've got no talent.
I might get my lawyer to countersue.
I've
got plenty of talent.
Or whatever that shows. You have got no talent.
All right, you're going to win it, are you?
I want it because I've got talent.
Oh, really?
My voice, I can morph my voice.
Put on some CDs or a record or whatever you're using.
A chameleon, is that what they call it?
No, it's calling...
Replica person, I don't know.
You're just ripping people off.
To let me know what I am.
You're miming. You're miming.
Some people might say, I'm a mimer.
Yeah, you're a mimer.
But I'm not. I've been through the courts endless amounts of times.
Have you? You've been to court, have you? Yeah, of course they would.
Now you're calling me a mimer, now I have to sue you. It's an endless thing, but it's a living, you know what I mean?
You make a living out of suing people, out of things that out of something that you are doing illegal.
My voice... You know, morphing, That's what I'm
That's what
a
you call it, yeah.
That's right, Mr. Eating Breakfast.
Mr. So eating Breakfast, the morpher.
My card, you can look at my card, you can see my card. Morpher, voice morpher, that's
you're
right.
A voice so morpher.
Anything that you want, you know.
Yeah, right.
I go from Nevada to Frank Sinatra,
really?
You know what I mean?
That's what you're tripping.
I should put that on my card.
Maybe you got a t-shirt, have you?
Voice coaching morphing service.
Great.
You know, you want to have a go?
You want to have a go.
You think I'm miming, so that's it.
Yeah,
I'll
you're miming.
On,
yeah, whatever.
Make
all
a
right.
Good
time
living,
to leave.
You know, to
do you?
Sue people all the
yeah,
time.
Great.
You know what I mean?
That's what your job is.
No.
Get out.
Track, no, you call me a mimer.
Yeah, I did call you a mimer.
You
yeah.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Stinky, smelly shoe person. The socks person. Maybe
what?
You call me that. Dude, no,
your
I
smelly
don't know.
Socks.
I was just thrown in there.
Just
put
smell
in
the
here lawsuit. That's right.
Well, are you
I'm
putting in your lawsuit?
Mimer.
You are
no,
a mimer.
I my voice. You saw
what are you talking
me live.
About?
Yeah,
no, I
do.
Well, you got a wireless mic and your band hasn't
that,
got anything
that,
plugged
that
in. I don't know what you're talking about.
You couldn't see anything, and also the mic wasn't plugged in. Now I've got a technician. He's offside.
He's
offside. The technician.
Oh, really?
Wireless mic, my band.
Okay.
That's there.
Yeah,
they're playing in another studio.
Are they?
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
What are you talking about? I'm making this all up.
Yeah, you are making this all up, Mr. Eating Breakfast. Get out. Get out of the studio, you mimer.
Finished.
Yeah, you're finished. Yeah, okay. Please. Goodbye. Something else of Rob G.
Hello and welcome to the Impossible Game. I'm Glenn Roller Derby.
Oh, thanks for joining us. All right, please give a big round of applause to our contestants, Joe Cleanplate and Mary Turner.
Oh, hello, Glenn. Thanks for having us.
Let's test the buzzer. All right, go, Joe. Yep, good. Mary, I'll give it a go. Okay, let's play round one.
They're
critics because they have no talent to play music.
I'm going to say Bob Hawke.
I didn't know.
I told you.
I'm going to do the answer. Who is this terrible. Breathing? Come on. No, Joe.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Name my passport.
Passport.
French.
American.
Canadian.
Australian. New Zealand.
Okay. Now it's time for round 15.
They're shooting at us. What's going on?
It's part of the game. Come on.
Part of the game. What's the shooting?
Joe 0 and Mary 0. Okay, it's a tie, everyone. Now for the final part of the impossible game. Yes, that's right. It's the final part of the show. You need to defuse a bomb. Come on, give it a go.
I'm not doing it. It's too dangerous.
That's it for tonight's show for the impossible game. I'm Glenn Roller Derby. Thanks for joining us. We've got still a little bit more time. Where did Joe and Mary go? You want me to defuse the bomb? I'll give it a go. Do you put this wire here?
Talking about what's happening here on Something Else with Rob G, where we've got a wonderful band in the studio. Yeah, that's right, in Studio B. It's a continuation of our spotlight on acts playing at South by Southwest Sydney. That's right, it's coming up in a few weeks' time, and this is a hot new act. Let me tell you, they're hot. They're scorching. You better call the fire brigade, because they're like blazing. That's right, they're called Yawning Bleach Lounge. That's right, Yawning Bleach Lounge are in the studio, and they're going to hit us with a track. What happens if you put a hamburger into a CD player? That's right, Yawning Bleach Lounge, come on down. Here we go. We're going to interview them afterwards. Yeah, it's going to be good, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll have to patch them in. All right, you ready to go? Ready to go? Yep, okay. Here we go. Here is Yawning Bleach Lounge. Go!
What happens if you put a hamburger in a CD player? What happens if you put a hamburger in a CD player? What happens if you put a hamburger in a CD player?
Mesmerizing, hey? Yawning Bleach Lounge. All right. Hey, everyone at the Yawning Bleach Lounge HQ over there. Well, thank you very much for coming in the studio. That was wonderful. Tell us a little bit about that song. What happens if you put a hamburger in a CD player? Tell us all about it. Come on. Oh, right. That's very interesting. Yep. Yeah, okay. Okay, yep. Okay. when did you form? When did you form Yawning Bleach Lounge? When did you form the band? Okay. Are you recording any Seems very chaotic. Did you just put a steam train into Studio B? Did you?
Why did you do that?
Hello?
Why did you put a steam train in Studio B? Well, the steam train, your manager or something. Give you lots of money.
Interesting group, Yawning Bleach Lounge. Okay. Well, stop that. So you bet. Well, the question is out there now. You know, what happens if you put a hamburger in a CD player? You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We have some hamburgers here. That's right. And we're going to put it in a CD player and see what happens. You know what I mean? We're going to get... Anyway, all right. I'll open up the CD player. Yeah. Get some hamburgers. Put some hamburgers in there. All right. Now I'm going to try to... it's shut. Yep, I'll try to play some stuff. Yeah. Doesn't seem to be working that well. So I think that's it. You know, what happens if you put a hamburger in a CD player? Nothing, actually. So, yep. Okay. Something else with Rob G.
The Ecology Show.
Long theme. What's going on? Is it nearly finished? Nearly finished? Okay, good. Because we've got to get on with the Ecology Show. Come on. Okay. Feel like it's going to end now. Oh, no. False ending. Sorry. Is it going to finish soon? Is it? Here we go. Hello and welcome to the... No, not them yet. Hello and welcome to the Ecology... What? Why? Who picked this theme? It's nearly finished. Promise? Here we go. Thank goodness for that. Hi, and welcome to the Ecology Show. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host, Rob G, and we've got a special guest in the studio. That's right. He's wearing his sunglasses at night. That's right. It's Corey Hart. Hello, Corey Hart.
Hey, yeah. Thanks,
how you doing?
Thank you for asking me on this wonderful...
Yeah, the Ecology Show.
...radio show.
Yeah, that's right. The Ecology Show.
I didn't know it was going to be on this segment, the... The Ecology Show.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not quite sure about ecology.
Really? Oh, well, okay, why does life exist at all? Corey?
You know,
come on, answer it.
What makes life different from non-life?
My musical.
No, we're not talking about your music. Answer the question.
Musical.
Why do some individuals die and some live? Come on. Ecology. Evolution.
I wear sunglasses at night.
Yeah, I understand. You still wear it. How do living things survive? Come on, answer the question. You come on to the ecology show. You're avoiding the question. How random is nature? Come on, answer the question, Corey. Don't avoid it. Don't avoid it. I know you, Corey Hart.
No, I don't. No.
Why don't we live forever, Corey?
No, I'm not.
What?
No, I don't know anything about ecology. Well, what's my publicist doing?
Yeah, I don't know what your publicist is doing. All right, thank you very much, Corey Hart. Okay, this has been the Ecology Show. I've been Rob G. Good night.
The Ecology Show.
That's right, I just said that.
You're going to play the theme again, all of it. 2 minutes of it. Sorry.
Well, at least you'll get your hum it now. You know what I mean?
You must get a... We've got to get a shorter version of the piece. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Edit. You know how to do that, don't you? Come on. We're professionals around here, guys.
I mean, people would switch off by now, wouldn't they? You know what I mean? Because, like, if you start the theme, yeah, that's right, but the end theme should be much shorter, I think. Yeah, I think I would read about that in the radio handbook of themes. I think it would say, you know, make shorter outros, you know? Intros, you can play around with it, you know? Yep, theme's still going. Yep. Here we go, false ending. See, comes back. See, that doesn't work. Oh. But see, you think it's finished, now it comes back again. It doesn't work, Yeah, here we go. It is gonna finish now. Ready? Okay, thank goodness.
Something else with Rob G. Full stop.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.